Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Jamie Hughes with Knoxville Noon Kiwanis, and we're here to talk about the second annual Knoxville's Got Talent. Jamie, thanks for taking some time out to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So for those who don't know, this is, like you said, the second time that the Noon Kiwanis is hosting Knoxville's Got Talent. What exactly is the event?
Knoxville's Got Talent is a talent show, and it is compiled of local talent. Anyone who wants to sign up, we allow to sign up to a certain number, and it's sponsored by the Knoxville Noon Kiwanis. This is a fundraising event for us. As you know, it's a second annual for us, so we hope to raise enough money to bring Missoula Children's Theater back to Knoxville in October.
Very cool. Now, how many acts are going to participate, and what kind of acts and talents are going to be on display?
This year is actually a larger cast than we had last year. So we have 23 talent acts this year with a total of 43 participants. So our numbers are increasing, which is a good sign.
Sure.
And then the types of acts that we have are dancers, singers. We have some instrument playing and just some other fun acts that they'll just have to come and check it out to see what they are.
Sure, definitely. And is this a competition for the acts that are participating?
It is. They will be judged. We have some celebrity judges, local professionals that are going to come and help us with their talents, judge our individuals. We're giving out lots and lots of awards. We'll have Judges' Choice Awards. We will have first, second, and third place overalls. We will have lots of category awards. We'll have five of those. And then we will also have a crowd favorite. The crowd, the People's Choice Award, they're going to get to vote for their favorite act.
Very cool. And I understand there's a kind of a headliner that's coming to participate. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. This year we're going to have Basement Beat. It's a group that is percussion. We call it percussion as you've never heard it before. And they use everything from their percussion instruments, of course, but then they use tins, pails, garbage cans, whatever they feel the sound provides, whatever they can find, they will use that for sound. So it should be really exciting and a good show.
Very cool. And to just kind of recap last year's event, obviously it was successful enough that you guys decided to continue it. Can you kind of talk about how that went and how it was received by the community?
It was. We had, I believe the participation level, obviously it was very high. We had 300 people plus that came to actually watch the event. So with this year, with more participants and more acts, we hope for that to increase. We were able to bring Missoula Children's Theater to town, so it was a success. But we would like to continue that for Knoxville and for our students to participate. Theater is just something that is very important. Not only is it just being on a stage, it gives you all kinds of other benefits to participate. So we hope that will be successful this year.
Yeah, and you and I talked last fall when Missoula was about to come here, and it's something that, again, seemed like it was very well received by the community. Can you kind of expand on what exactly the Missoula Children's Theater is and, again, why it's important?
I can. Missoula Children's Theater is a traveling theater company, and they go around to different communities such as ours, and they actually host children for the theatrical experience. They go through casting and an audition on the Monday. They are cast that night, then they actually practice and rehearse all week long. A lot of long hours, a lot of hard work goes into that, and then on Saturday they have two performances to show their talents of what they've learned. We were successful in having numbers last year, but this year we're having the title of Cinderella. So this year the title is even more popular than last.
Sure, and what kind of feedback did you get when they were here last fall?
Very positive. We had lots that wished that they would have participated, but it was a first in Knoxville, so a lot of some things were uncertain exactly how long the hours were. So we really anticipate a larger number this year.
Sure. And do you guys have any sort of specific goals you're heading into Knoxville's Got Talent this year, whether it's monetary or as far as people coming or just to make sure it's bigger than last year? What are kind of your goals?
We would love to have a sellout show of 400 tickets. We were only 100 short last year. So we think that with the participation level already higher for the participants, we really hope that this year it's a complete sellout. That would be the ultimate goal.
Sure. And what are the kind of ages, and you mentioned a bunch of diverse different acts. Are they kids, you know, everywhere from younger kids to older adults? Who's all going to participate?
We do have all kinds of ages of acts. And I don't know, I believe there's a quartet. I don't know those ladies' ages, but they are adult females or adult women. So I know that some of the groups are 7 and 8 years old. So we do have a very diverse group of entertainment coming.
Very cool. And why do you encourage people to come check this out?
I think it's a great community activity to get behind. It is, again, a fundraiser for the Noon Kiwanis. The Noon Kiwanis are a very busy little group. We don't have a lot of members, but we are very powerful, and we give a lot of money back to our community. So we just ask them to come out and support us and support Knoxville's youth and have a great night of clean family fun.
Sure. And if someone wants to learn more about the group itself and wants to, you know, become involved in activities such as Knoxville's Got Talents and things of that sort that the Dune Kiwanis does, what can they do to get more information?
Well, they certainly could contact myself. We also meet every Thursday noon at the Swamp Fox. So they could meet. Feel free to come in, drop by, and be a guest. We'd love to have them. We'll take care of your lunch for that day and learn a little bit about you and share all kinds of information about us.
Very cool. And where can people get tickets for Knoxville's Got Talent?
Knoxville's Got Talent tickets are for sale. They will be $5 in advance until April 5th. And that's at Iowa Realty, Iowa State Savings Bank, Next Chapter, Peachtree, Valley Bank, and Wells Fargo. If they wait until after the 5th, if I still have any left, they'll be $6 at the door.
And again, this is going to happen, the date and the place?
The date is April 7th, this Thursday evening. It will be at Celebrate Community Church. The doors open at 6 p.m. and the show is at 6:30.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's it. Thanks again, and I just encourage everyone to come out and enjoy a great evening with us.
Best of luck. I hope it's another great event for you.
Great. Thank you.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.